Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Another horrible Justin Fields play last night.
I don't think he has it. He might not have the makings of a starting NFL quarterback.
I said this earlier, Keith. I was still on the Fields bandwagon until like week six of this year. Like, if I had to pinpoint it, I'd have to look at his game log, but like something like that.
Uh-huh.
The only person I think still on the Fields bandwagon is Herb Street. If you were listening last night.
Oh, he's like
the guy loves his Buckeyes.
He was like, he's got so much like ability, or it's not like raw talent. He's like, he may have been bad. No, he goes, he struggled in Chicago. He struggled in Pittsburgh, and he's currently struggling with the Jets.
I forgot about this.
I was like, that's all the teams he's played for.
Yeah, those are all of his.
He's bad everywhere.
That's his whole career.
He has an occasional play or two, but he can't throw. They did a great credit to Ohio State for like hiding that, because he had a super high completion percentage, which also goes to show you why it's kind of a crappy stat, because it's really based on like what kind of throws you're making. But he was really good in college.
Who was there with him? Was that the Garrett Wilson team?
Probably.
Yeah, that
kind of helps.
That, yeah, well, oh, really, I mean, anybody
the,
at Ohio State.
The receivers at Ohio
Garrett
State.
Wilson, now he can't throw.
It was probably like Olave.
That's a good point. He does have Garrett Wilson.
It was
Wilson
probably
now.
Like Olave, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
JSN. Like, it was probably like an unbelievable receiver class that was there. Maybe he's too old for JSN.
So he was better his sophomore year than his junior year. I think he missed a couple games. But his junior year, his second year as a starter, he had 41 touchdown passes and 3 picks.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, pretty good. 67% completion percentages, but he was throwing to Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. He also had J.K. Dobbins in the backfield. I mean, these teams are ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw Rich Cimini's stat earlier today. This is the Rich with all the answers.
He's the one that Aaron Glenn does not
Aaron like. Glenn is not a fan. No. He said the Jets are averaging a league low 139.9 passing yards per game. That is what they're
bad. Ugh.
That's what they're doing as a team. 139.9 a game. Fields is over under last night was like 134. He hit the under. It's crazy. It's the lowest in the NFL since 2022. The Chicago Bears. You know who the quarterback was of the Bears in 2022?
The Bears.
Yeah. Justin Fields, 130.5 in that game. I would say if you were on the bandwagon like I was, even I've removed myself, it might be time to hop off there, Herbie. So that was the Fields turnover last night. Patriots couldn't punch it in from there, by the way, which I found frustrating.
Yeah.
It's like you got the ball at the 11.
Right.
Could you punch it in? They couldn't. I think that was the one, if I'm not mistaken, and I'd have to look at my notes, where May had Henry open. Mr. Thursday night, but it got tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
So that was frustrating for me. I think the main gripe or nitpick last night would be the Kyle Williams thing. And maybe you'd have the defensive starts higher or the clock management going into halftime higher.
Uh-huh.
I just thought Kyle Williams would be more involved last night than 0 catches on 3 targets. He played one fewer snap than Diggs. Diggs was out there with another 100-yard game. I think it was 46 snaps for Diggs, 45 for Williams. Williams had 3 targets last night. They couldn't have been further apart on any of the 3. One was a bad throw by May, where he hung up a throw in the double coverage for Williams down the field by the goal line. Probably should have been a pick. I'd say that was May's worst throw of the night. The other was up the left sideline. Williams looked over the wrong shoulder. May put it on his outside shoulder. He looked over the wrong shoulder. And then the third target, and I don't know if I have them in order or right, but the third target was up the right sideline. He cut off his route around like 15, 20 yards and May threw it like 40 yards down the field.
Yeah,
so
they
were nowhere near on the same page. I was hoping Kyle Williams, who I think got shortchanged on that touchdown last week against Tampa, great throw by May, but a lot of people were like, oh, anybody makes that play. It was all Drake May. That wasn't all Drake May. You got to turn on the Jets and round the corner and run it to the house. Not everybody does that. So I thought he got shortchanged on that touchdown. but he didn't use that as a building block at all. In fact, he reverted right back into the Kyle Williams that he had been the first 9 weeks of the
year.
Yeah,
yeah. No, no. And this is, I guess, a good problem. If we're discussing the fifth receiver on the depth chart doesn't have good chemistry with Drake May.
But it's also like a highly targeted ish day two pick. I mean, like, that's
a
guy.
I'm not saying it's not nothing. And, you know, you could spin it, well, hey, well, Will Campbell and Trevion Henderson's coming on and Jared Wilson starts.
Yeah, it's probably like a first world problem to have.
No, it is. Yeah. Like, this is back to, like, the team is good. Like, you're like, hey, this third round receiver is struggling, but he's not going to make or break your season. Right? Like, where there are other years where you're like, kind of need N'Keal Harry to get going here. Right. Kind of need Tyquan Thornton to maybe do something. Now they have a lot of other options, and he might be the only guy that Drake May doesn't have good chemistry with, right? Like, Hollins and Diggs clearly are there. Booty, when he comes back, is there. Pop Douglas, probably a notch below those guys, but certainly way ahead of Kyle Williams.
Yeah, that's a good game. Hang on. So I don't have the targets in front of me. I'm pulling them up right now. So I already did this with Diggs earlier. There were two incompletions to Diggs last night. By my estimation, they were both drops.
I would call them both drops, especially because of who Diggs is. Maybe a lesser receiver.
Did you think the first one was a hospital ball to Diggs? I got a lot of people in my mentions saying, oh, that was a hospital ball for May.
They didn't even get hit, did he? I mean, I know there was like a safety right
there. I think
there.
He was worried about getting
hit.
Well,
yeah, I guess that's the point, but he didn't. So that's one that you got to catch.
I thought that 1,000%.
He got hit a lot harder on the onside kick the other day.
Diggs should have caught it. Yeah, good point.
But no, I think he should have had both of those. Those are bad throws.
The only incompletion to Hollins, to your point, was the one that he dropped right in the bucket. Like, couldn't have been a better throw. Now, if you want to say Hollins didn't drop it and the defender made a good play, fine. I think Hollins could have and maybe should have held on to it there. But yeah, I mean, talk about the chemistry that May has with those two. All the throws were perfect. And then with Kyle Williams, they're not on the same page. Who do you think that's on?
I would
not
say on May. Kyle Williams, especially when you have a hit rate with the every other player. Right? Like, it took a few weeks for Pop Douglas, maybe even took a few weeks for like Mac Hollins, but I feel like he is on the same page with all those guys. So, yeah, I don't want to call it just a lost season, but I don't really expect anything the rest of the way from Kyle Williams.
No,
and especially if Kayshon Booty's able to come back.
Last night he played 45 snaps. Against a bad Jets defense. Last night was the night where if he was going to turn it on this season,
that is,
and not just make like a splash play against Tampa and maybe one more, but not consistent production or any building production, if he didn't do it last night, he's not doing it. Booty's going to come back and he's not going to get another chance.
No, I don't think so. Like, you may not even see him on the field, because that's the other wild part of this is he is getting snaps. He gets almost as many snaps as Diggs, the production obviously nowhere near, and he's getting way more snaps than Pop Douglas. So maybe there's something, if you want to like read into it, like, oh, they trust him, you know, pass blocking, or they trust him this, that. What? Okay, whatever. That's fine. Like, good for him, like, staying with it. But as far as being kind of a game changer or somebody that, you know, you might see down the stretch, I'm not holding my breath.
Pop played 19 snaps last night, but I think even though he's getting limited snaps, I think when he's out there, he's noticeable. He's the one who converted a 4th-and-2.
Yeah.
He had a big 3rd-and-10 conversion, too, on a longer catch. Same thing against Tampa the week before. So it's limited plays now for Pop Douglas, but the plays they go to him tend to be chain movers on big downs. And so, yeah, no, he's even, as you said, built up more of a chemistry with May.
So that's it. I think that's a good nitpick. I think the opening drive is one. And then I would just say, and it's weird to say it on a night where they allowed 116 passing yards, but the secondary, there were plays to be made. They just have the worst quarterback starting in the NFL right now. And without Garrett Wilson, maybe the worst group of receivers. Right? So, like, there were plays that A.D. Mitchell should have caught. Or a real receiver, or a real quarterback, I should say, puts the ball right to the open receivers when they did get open. So, like, that stands out to me. There's even a play, this wasn't a pass play, but, like, there should have been a loss for Justin Fields on one of his scampers to the left. Christian Gonzalez is right there.
It did nothing.
Kind of like two-hand touches him, then he picks up a first down.
I think Herbstreit even called him out, too. I was you want to talk about a business decision.
Yeah.
That looked like a business decision by Gonzalez.
He's like, somebody else is over here. Like, I'm not going to make the play. So Fields was able to pick up some yards on the ground. He had, more rushing yards? He had the most rushing yards as one person against the Patriots this season.
Oh, yeah, probably.
67.
Yeah.
And even Breece Hall got over 58. That's probably
Hall
the second
had
most.
58. Yeah. Yeah, the most was Sean Tucker last week, 53, I think.
So these guys both are...
They both had the most rushing yards against the Pats this year. Good point.
They allowed 14 points, right? They allowed 116 yards passing, which is nothing. But I think, like, next week, you play against Cincinnati, the ball is going to be on the receivers, and the receivers are going to catch the ball like that. So that's going to be a little bit different. I think it's going to be more akin to maybe like even the Falcons game, where Michael Penix Jr., not the greatest quarterback in the world, but when he threw to Drake London, they had a ton of success.
So I and I think that will.
Yeah, I think it's just some signs of it.
Other teams can capitalize on it. The way they start games is just maddening, especially because Fields cannot throw.
Mm-mm.
So that one, I know they've been bad on the first drive. Like, that's apparently everybody doesn't know that, which is fine. We watch them every week. Dov Kleiman decided to watch them for the first time last night.
Like,
oh, they don't look like contenders.
He only watches Thursday Night Football.
He only has Amazon.
That's it.
This is,
I have one streaming service.
But this is how they start every single game, so it's annoying. I mean, and I wish they would get it to stop, but I wasn't necessarily surprised they gave it up. I guess I was surprised
and
they
the
gave
fact
it up,
that
too.
They did that to the Bucks and still beat the Bucks. It sort of is like, all right, it's maybe it won't be their Achilles heel. It won't come back to bite them.
Well, some out there have accused them of cheating.
Who's
and that's
that?
What's
the,
going on.
They accused the Pats of cheating?
Yes.
I got it.
I've also seen
after
this, though,
the first drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Right.
I would. If I
we
were,
got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
If I were to cheat, I'd do it on the first. I'd start the game that way, mm-hmm. personally. But no, there was a good theory on the text line, Keith, 617-779-7937. Maybe it's not a cheating situation. Maybe it's like a Luis Ortiz situation.
Oh.
Throw the first drive.
Yeah.
Make a few bucks.
Make a few bucks.
Then lock in. That to me
buying
makes some
opportunity.
Sense. Yeah.
Or is it a little bit of rope-a-dope? Muhammad Ali had a lot of success. You make the other guy think that he's winning, and then no,
sir. Rip that away from him.
Yeah.
The
they gassed out. Themselves out on that first drive. That was a 7.5-minute drive
Pats
and a touchdown.
Yeah, maybe. So, no,
they
I.
They did finally catch Classe, too.
I saw that. He was at JFK.
Yeah.
Keefe's guy.
What an idiot. That, he was trying to, like, fly out of the country? Like, what a moron.
Well, this whole thing came full circle, because when I was in Cleveland, and it was Class A jersey night,
right.
We somehow got onto the story. So me and my two idiot buddies were all walking around Cleveland wearing Class A jerseys, as did 10,000 other people. And so my whole joke was,
should've gone to Cleveland. It would have fit right in.
No, but I was saying, like, if you committed a crime, and then everybody would be like, did you see the person? He was like, yeah. He was wearing an Emmanuel Class A jersey. So that was, like, the joke all weekend long. Yeah. And so now it's like literally it would be the perfect way to go. Like, he just walks out of the stadium with 10,000 other Class A jerseys. Oh, nobody man. Ever would have got him.
No, it would have been
hiding in plain sight. Emmanuel.
It
Class
was like
a
Usual Suspect situation where he's like hobbling out of there in his own jersey. Would have been brilliant.
I know he's a besmirched player, but I feel like the value of that free jersey just skyrocketed.
Well, infamous. He's an infamous player. Yeah, is what he is.
Your Shoeless Joes. Yeah. Your Pete Roses. Your sure. Emmanuel Class
A. If only he signed it.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah,
that's all right. I still have it. It's a beautiful jersey.
What an idiot! He rolls into JFK. He's like, I think enough time's passed. I can fly out of the country.
They're not looking for me now, are they?
No, I'm good.
It's like, that's not how it works, Emmanuel. You're on something called the no-fly list.
So anyway, maybe the Patriots are throwing the drive. That to me is more believable
that first drive?
Than the cheating. Yeah,
tank the first drive and then play.
Yes.
Or maybe they're trying to challenge themselves. Like, listen, guys, the Jets, not a fair fight. We spot them a touchdown. Now we play.
Now we play with kind of tie one hand behind our back
yes.
sort of situation.
Yep.
No, there's that. The thing that we disagree on, the end of the half bothered me. And it wasn't that they were sitting on their timeouts. That I actually got. And I think waiting for the last 30 seconds with your timeouts, that to me made sense. I just felt like, and they kept cutting to Vrabel. I think Vrabel felt this way. They were kind of lollygagging their way around in the last like 2+ minutes, where I just felt like there could have been more urgency leading up to it, where instead of a 45-yard kick, which Borregales should make, and he made another 40-plus-yard field goal last night. He made another field goal after that. So Borregales should make the kick, not to let him off the hook.
Yeah.
But I just think, if you had a little more urgency, maybe you're going for a touchdown, or maybe you're going for a more makeable field goal or a closer field goal. And that was my gripe with their clock management before the half. I didn't mind waiting it out and sitting on the timeouts, but you could have gone faster, because let's say you score with 30 seconds left. This is not Baker Mayfield.
No,
this is
not.
Justin. What's Justin Fields going to do in 30 seconds?
He might run really fast.
Actually, don't answer that.
That's none of your business is what he's going to do.
Please, actually, don't answer that. But, you know, Justin Fields is not going to put together a drive in 30. You can give Justin Fields 8 minutes, and they can't work their way down the field. Down the field, Keith.
Yeah, I got it.
So, I didn't understand treating it like it's Baker Mayfield on the other side. And it felt like that's how Vrabel and the offense were treating it.
Do you think part
of it should have had more urgency?
Do you think part of it was, you go back to the Atlanta game, they're up 21-7 late first half, and it's that back and forth. Do we go for it? Do we not? Do we kneel it? Do we go for it? Raheem Morris on timeouts, fumble. Next thing you know, they score a touchdown. You're like, wait a minute, we're going to go for a double score and be up 28-7 or something like that, or 35-7. No, now it's 21-14. So I wonder if that was in the back of their mind, because I don't hate it, because they were essentially at the 50-yard line with 30 seconds to go and three timeouts. So you can throw in the middle of the field. You could run if you want. You could do whatever you want still. They had four plays after that. They moved the ball up, and they did have a field goal attempt.
Yeah, but remember, so, wasn't the last play a draw? Like, on third down, didn't they run? Like, why the hell did they do that?
They did. I don't know. I mean, that's your guy McDaniels, I guess. Yeah. But they got like only like a yard closer anyway, and then they missed the field goal. But they could have done anything. I wonder if they were afraid that they wouldn't have had time. You know, you'd have to make sure your guy gets down immediately and calls timeout. Like, if it's a catch and any kind of run, maybe they would have bled too much clock.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or if May's rolling out or something like that, and you run out of clock.
And
maybe.
You lose yards.
Maybe.
But.
It didn't feel like there was enough urgency there.
But also, if they scored, if they even just kicked the field goal, like, I feel like the game was over anyway. Like, once they got that touchdown out of the way and they allowed the touchdown, once they were up 14-7, I'm like, all right, and I know they're getting the ball back to start the second half, I feel like the game was over. But if they made it 17-7 at the half,
yeah, I also felt that way in real time, but then they didn't get a field goal. Then they went three and out to start the second half.
No, but I'm saying, like, the way they ran the final 2 minutes of the first half, they at the very least were going to walk away with three if they didn't miss the kick. Is my point. So, like, I don't hate that.
Yeah, I think that was, look, and I don't mean to harp on that. Just last night, it was a short week, and I think a lot of people are coming in today. You called it a solid win.
Yeah, solid.
I think a lot of people are saying, well, they did what they were supposed to. They got the win. It was a short week. Well, right. But I would just say they weren't as dialed in as they should have been. Their clock management, the way they started the second half, that wasn't as good as the Tampa game the week before. We got the erasing himself, tripping all over his feet last night.
He did have that.
Another horrible drive defensively to start. Twitch chat is saying, why aren't we talking about the adjustments? We have talked about that, and they get credit for adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they would take away some of these opening drives here and there.
Yeah.
They don't. So that's frustrating. It probably doesn't matter at the end of the day, especially against the Jets. That's frustrating. Diggs had a couple of drops, which he hasn't had all year. Hollins could have reeled one in. Like, I think there's just a few examples they weren't totally dialed in. Not the biggest crime in the world.
Nope.
They won. But I think that's fair to acknowledge that they weren't as dialed in last night as they have been. They're good enough to still beat a team like the Jets, even if that's the case. But I think we can all say that wasn't their best performance last night.
No.
And the fact we're now to that point with this team does speak volumes about where they are.
Right.
At the top of the AFC, only 9-win team in football.
Hit the over on the wins week 11.
And May hit the over, his preseason over on touchdowns. By week 11, they check both of those boxes.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Nope. Yeah. No, certainly not. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted at 2 today on a Patriots Friday. So stay tuned for that. We'll also get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Well, I hear the grab bag coming. It's rolling round the bend. Jones and Keefe haven't seen the sunshine since. They don't know when. Well, they're stuck in Brighton prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that grab bag keeps rolling on down to 2P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We were oh so close to hitting the Bozo touchdown parlay last week. Came down to Monday Night Football where...
What happened?
Terp's choice of Saquon Barkley failed.
What happened?
He failed to score a touchdown, and thus we lost. But we are back on that horse. It is a must win for Justin Turpin. Everybody else is just going to play like normal. Who do you got for a touchdown this week? Jones.
So, I am going with DK Metcalf. He's plus 120, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals defense, which is a horrible defense. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with this bet is the last time they played, Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdowns. It was all to the tight ends. Darnell Washington.
DeMuth.
Pat Freiermuth. Yeah. Whatever other tight ends they have there. I'm trying to think. Jonnu Smith, probably.
Heath Miller.
So I would imagine some of that should correct. And he should throw a touchdown to DK Metcalf. Everybody scores against that defense.
Okay.
Over under 49.5, DK Metcalf plus 120.
All right, Cardinals are taking on the 49ers. And last week, the 49ers gave up two touchdowns to tight ends. The Cardinals tight end, Trey McBride, scored a touchdown last week. It is minus 115, but you're going to hear some other juicy picks coming up. So I'm going to go Trey McBride for my anytime score. Billy.
Okay, Bill.
All right, the Texans are in Tennessee. I'm going with Nico Collins at plus 135.
Good ones. Very good.
That'll Nico Collins. Chris Myers on the call for that. Anytime
Chris Myers
touchdown.
On the call. Yep. It's funny. He's plus 135, but it's also the best odds in that game.
Yeah.
They're like, no Titans.
Points ain't happening.
No Titans. But yeah, Nico's a good one.
Nico should get in there. Nick?
I am going with the Vikings and Bears game. I'm going to need number 9 to show up because I'm going with J.J. McCarthy.
9.
He scored a rushing touchdown the first time they played him, banking on it.
Have we talked about this?
That's a spicy meatball.
Have we talked? Oh, yeah. You like the juice,
huh? He does.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of need it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but Nick's hit these.
He has.
Nick's hit some long shots.
Adam Thielen, famously, when we hit the Bozo last year.
Thielen was stealing.
Was a Nick pick. No, have we talked about his alter ego yet?
Nick's 9? Alter ego?
No. J.J. McCarthy's alter ego?
I was like, I want to hear more about Nick's. No, J.J. McCarthy, what's his problem?
He morphs into 9 when
it's
he's like
so dumb.
In a competitive.
That is real dumb.
It's pretty lame.
Would you rather 9 or Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson?
Ooh.
Better alter ego.
I don't know. Watching the video of 9 in the locker room, it was bad.
Yeah, I think I'm out on.
Okay, so
I'm out on 9.
But you're in on
but
him.
But I'm in on 9 this
okay.
week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as you heard on Wednesday, Terp is going with Josh Jacobs. At last I checked, minus 285. So we got Metcalf, we got McBride. We got Nico, we got J.J. McCarthy, we got Josh Jacobs. What's that add up to?
The McBride of Frankenstein, some are calling it. It's one ham.
Yeah.
For a full PS5 and 10 hams.
Wow, even with Jacobs
so just
in there.
Under $600.
Oh, okay.
And if you take Jacobs out, it's $700.
Oh. Okay.
It goes up.
So some people
he's sinking the
some
whole
people
thing.
Have been doing they've been taking Terp's pick out. I wouldn't recommend it this week, but some people have been doing that.
Jacobs is now down to minus 235 because people are afraid of the Terp.
235?
The Terp
it was 3 something the other day.
People are terrified of Terp.
Word got out in Wednesday. It was minus 320.
Word got out that Terp was making the pick. It's crashing and burning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Buying opportunity, suckers bet. Tune in to find out. But that's where we're at right now. $10 to win, just shy of 600.
Nice.
You're always going to be heard by a million people. Hello? Grab bag.
That's right. We got multiple grab bag inspirations from that caller.
The second homage to George and Mattapoisett.
Yeah. I have continued in the survivor pool. Everybody else is long out.
Yeah. Just get to the pick.
I didn't pick the Patriots last night. I could have.
Yeah,
I said, you know what? I'm going to keep it consistent. I'm going to wait till Friday. Pick a game on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I have not taken the Baltimore Ravens yet this year. And I guess why would you? Lamar's missed a bunch of games. But the Ravens are on the road, which I don't like. But they're taking on the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens are in desperation mode trying to get back into the playoffs. So I'll take the Ravens to win the game.
Okay.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. That's the Jackson one that just keeps going with no more grab bags.
Oh, that's the one that keeps going.
We're gonna cut that one off.
It's good though.
No, it's very good. No,
clip it right
like
there.
It.
It's real strong.
Oh no, yeah. I like it a lot. Celtics off again tonight. Remember they have like a little bit of a break in the action.
Yeah, before they get red hot, as you predicted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Terps over at practice right now, and guess who's in attendance?
Larry Bird.
Sean Livingston.
Oh.
Sean Livingston in the house. Former champion Sean Livingston. A guy who I remember coming out of high school was dubbed the next Magic Johnson.
Oh.
He did have a really good career, but he had a ton of injuries and stuff. But yeah, he was like a tall point guard.
So he had
everybody's like, this guy's the man.
He had a lot of injuries. Did he ever have like a horrific, is he in the horrific injury club? Did he ever have one of those? I feel like he
probably
did,
yeah,
but I'd
probably
have to go back in.
He's in the
look
house.
At it. So he's doling out life lessons.
He's probably handing out some life lessons here and there. Yeah, I would imagine. And they play again not till Sunday. against James Harden and the Clippers. 3:30 at the Garden. You going to that one big time?
No. No, I was there for the big Grizz game the other night.
That's true.
Seat upgrades. I don't know if I mentioned
that. Yeah, no, I've heard several times.
I was there on Wednesday, yeah. And she's watching him with those eyes.
And she's loving with that grab bag. I just know it. Well, the Bruins' long winning streak came to an end last night. They fell in Ottawa, 5-3 your final. It was a Corpy night in net. They're off tonight, but their Canadian road trip continues. In fact, we heard from a few dudes that were on their way up to Montreal.
Roommates. They were roommates.
A few roommates.
Yeah.
That's fine. You never had roommates?
No, I said, yeah. No, of course I did. I said, stop off and get some beef jerky for the road trip.
Beef jerky, maybe some sunflower seeds.
I don't know if you're going 91 up through Derby or you're going 89 through Highgate or wherever that goes. I don't know how you're crossing the border.
You know what I appreciate?
I don't know where your road trip's going, but I like that the fellas are taking it to the road.
You know what I liked? Rather than them making like a mixed CD or something, they just said, you know what, put on the old Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Put on the old Odyssey app. We'll check in with Jones and Keefe. That'll give us 4 hours.
You know what? Just keep driving.
That's a long ride, right? Montreal was that?
Oh,
how long is that from here?
From here, six.
Okay.
Five and a half, six.
So Jones and Keefe and a half.
Yeah.
Five or six.
Seven or I'd imagine they probably saved the last couple hours of yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Get a little preview.
Makes sense.
See how we talked about the game going into the game. Then you listen to the rest of our game recap
you
after
that.
You
listen to it again.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. So we appreciate
that's
that.
What they did.
Some are saying the rivalry is back on, and I think you're going to see that tomorrow for sure. You're going to see that. Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you want to do. Grab bag. What you trying to do? Grab bag. What you want to do? Grab bag. Baseball handed out their MVP awards last night in the American League. Very close. But Aaron Judge won the MVP, beating out Cal Big Dumper Rally.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Judge didn't deserve it. But,
I wanted the dumper to win.
Boo. Yeah, boo that.
Judge had 17 first-place votes, 13 second. Cal Rally, 13 first, 17 second. So these are the only two guys that get first or second-place votes. Jose Ramirez, or Jose Ram, as they call him in Cleveland.
That's what everybody calls him.
Had a great year. Jose Ram, one of the more underrated players in baseball. He was a clear-cut. Actually, I shouldn't say clear-cut. He was third. And then Bobby Witt was fourth. Tarek Skubal was fifth. Julio Rod,
yep,
sixth. George Springer, seventh. Garrett Crochet, eighth.
Pretty nice.
Top 10 finish in the MVP, something Rafael Devers has never done. So Garrett Crochet.
good point.
Yep, Garrett Crochet, eighth. A lot of guys receiving votes, including future Red Sox Bo Bichette and current Red Sox Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, crazy.
Got 1/10th place vote, so he registered on there.
But again, tell me about how Breslow had a bad offseason. He brought in the two MVP candidates on the team. He brought in this offseason.
Yeah, he definitely did that.
Chapman win the Rolaids?
Chapman did win the Rolaids. Now, they don't call it Rolaids.
Oh, wow. I thought Keith was about to get angry. We were jumping ahead in the grab bag. That's what I thought was about to happen.
Nick's chiming in for some reason.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, he feels the need to do that. So this is the time where Nick dives in.
I thought you were about to get your head bitten off back
Nick's,
there, Nick.
No, yeah. I'll tell you what has happened. Nick's flying high right now because he won stat of the week. He won stat of that
did?
Week.
When did that happen?
You're about to.
You're jumping the gun again.
Shut your mouth for 2 seconds. Yeah, no, that Jets no interception stat was an all-time stat.
It was.
In
retrospect, looking back on the week, it was the stat of the week.
The Nick LePan stat of the week, brought to you by Jones and Keefe, was the Jets stat. Yeah. National League results. Before we get to the Rolaids, Nick, National League MVP.
Yeah, Nick, there's an order of operations here.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani took it down.
All right. It's fair.
Kyle Schwarber, a strong second-place finish. He had 23 second-place votes.
Nice.
Juan Soto finished third. Paul Skeens got votes. Pete Alonso, future Red Sox, he got some votes. He's on there.
Was he in the top 10?
He 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Damn. That matches Devers.
11.
He's had top 10 MVP votes before. I thought he just did it again.
Yeah, he wasn't able to pull it off.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
The reliever of the year, which formerly known as the Rolaids Relief Man of the Year. It's now just called the Reliever of the Year Award, which they need to spice up a little bit.
Rolaids go out of business or something like that?
No, it was probably like a YouTube Disney feud, and they just couldn't settle on it.
Got it.
Rolaids maybe wanted to be, you know, properly, I don't know, we got more money out of the deal. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it was awarded to Aroldis Chapman. Congratulations to him. Keep your head on a swivel because 2024's AL Reliever of the Year was Emmanuel Classe.
Oh.
He's now in prison. So keep your eyes peeled.
How it started.
Yeah.
How it's going. Yeah.
Edwin Diaz, by the way, won it in the National League.
Oh.
In front of that. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You are part of me, you're born. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a grab bag. All right, Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels are in action tomorrow on the CW Network at 4:30, taking on Wake Forest. Wake Forest, 6.5-point favorites. Bill trying to get to 500 on the season. They are 4-5.
That's a Wake win and a Wake cover.
Those okay, Wake is, win, yeah. Wake yeah. cover. Mm-hmm. Also, locally, Boston College.
Whoever
led by
it
Bill
is,
O'Brien.
It's an opponent win and an opponent cover.
Yeah, they are home, BC. Go check them out. 3:30. Taking on number 16, Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Eeks.
They lost last week, right?
They did. Their first loss of the year.
Before their bye.
Okay.
First loss of the year.
Look ahead.
BC
trap game is what they were looking ahead to.
BC did beat Fordham.
Yep.
A team that's in 1AA that also themselves has one win.
And so their one win is against a one-win 1AA team.
Who would lose to a D3 team. But anyway, they are 0-6 in the conference. They are 16.5-point dogs this week. So.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Congratulations to Tonga, who is our hoss of the week. We're kicking around.
Yeah. Kyrus Tonga.
We're kicking around because we're like, all right, who could be host of the week? And he didn't score a touchdown, but the fact that we were even talking about it, and we had callers saying he's going to score, and then the sports books even updated it to put him as odds, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And got some more reps on offense again last night.
That's Haas worthy.
People like that.
So congratulations, Kyrus Tonga. You're our host of the week.
Just when you think he's going to run out of gas, he does not.
I was going to say, did he do that in one take? He could have done that multiple takes. It sounds like one.
I heard it was one.
Yeah.
Who was the best NBA performer from last night? Was it Devin Booker? 33 points, 5 boards, 7 assists. Was it Onyeka Okongwu? 32 points, 11 boards. Was it Scotty Barnes? Oh, my God. How about this?
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
He might be with nights like this.
Might
28
be.
Points, 10 boards, 8 assists. Was it Lauri Markkanen, 40 points, 7 rebounds?
Seven.
Or was it Jalen Johnson, 31 points, 18 rebounds, 14 assists?
Nice triple-double for
Lord.
Him. It's Jalen Johnson, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a right fielder who also played first base and left field at times, but primarily a right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
He made $20 million in his career, played for several teams as part of a 12-year big league career. Played
Not
for
a
the,
clue.
Huh?
Not a clue. Okay,
Padres, going. Pirates, Yankees, Cubs, Snakes, Mets, Nationals, Giants.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He's... One game in 2000, took him a few years to circle back. 03, he was his first full year in the majors. 03, hung him up after the 2014 season.
Mm.
Had a 20 home run season and a 25 home run, 97 RBI season.
No all-stars, though, you said.
Zero-time all-star.
20 and 25, 97 ribeye steaks.
Yep.
Called up in 2000 for a game.
All game.
And then didn't play again until 2003.
No, then they put him back in the minors to really season him.
Who was it in 03?
Padres 03. Played most of his career games with the Padres, but won a World Series with the Giants in 2012. And you may have remembered him for parts of two seasons with the Yankees as well.
Chase Headley.
No.
It's Melky again?
Twitch chat has it. Not Melky Cabrera for the third time.
Have we had Chase Headley before? I feel like that felt like a good guess.
It's not Chase Headley. It's not a bad guess.
I was just very dismissive of that guess. I thought that was a good guess.
It's not him. He's trying to move it along. It's not him.
It's not Bip Roberts. Wrong era for Bip Roberts. We've had him.
104 career long balls.
Oh, good.
You got a nickname?
No.
Nope.
I cheated and I'm looking. It's not Kareem Garcia. Is it Xavier Nady?
He got it.
Damn, good one.
Xavier Nady.
Hang on.
The X-Man. Although not a nickname.
Art
can't
get it on that. He did not. Yep.
Not happy birthday also to Xavier Nady. Sometimes I pick them based on their birthdays.
Where was that clue? I didn't hear that clue.
Well, now
I think I would have got Xavier Nady if you said that.
47 years young for Xavier Nady.
Okay. Random ball player.
He'd hit from the right side. He'd throw it from the right side.
Each and every Monday.
A ton of information.
Tuesday.
Well, you guys were throwing guesses at me, though.
Wednesday and Friday, random ball player. Of course, your random football player every Thursday, unless Keith thinks it's Wednesday.
Well, or thinks
it's a Thursday on a Wednesday, I should say. That's the grab bag. We'll get to the clip du jour, and we'll check in with WEEI afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Wow, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, it was Thursday Night Football on Prime. That meant Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit. So start talking about the broadcast a little bit.
What was Michaels calling Chisholm last night, by the way? I feel like he wasn't saying it right.
Schism, like the Tool song. I think that's what he called them. Like, yeah, he took a different stab every time when they returned
kicks. It was like never right.
Yeah.
It clearly was like, didn't know who was returning kicks. It was like,
He was like kind of on one last night because he was saying how much he liked the uniforms. Then he was talking about the building, like Gillette Stadium.
Oh, and he's like, the old one was a dumb trash heap.
Oh, my God, it was awful.
I heard that.
I was like, all right, easy, Al. We're past that. It's 25 years ago.
Pile of human excrement that they used to have right off of Route 1.
And then once again, they gave Robert a pat on the back for not moving the team to Hartford.
Yep.
It was great. Al's like, you know they were going to move the team to Hartford. And Kirk Herbstreit goes, yeah, you told me that. He's like, he had no recollection of it. He's like, you already told me about this.
No, Al is.
I have lost interest.
I love Al.
So who doesn't love Al Michaels?
The man's, he's not as dialed in as he used to be.
You think he's on the back
is
nine?
What I would say. I would say he's on, 18. He's in a playoff.
He's putting on 18?
He's in a playoff is what I would say. And I love Al Michaels. The guy's
had an
unbelievable career. But he's a few holes into a playoff is what I would say. That's how I would describe it.
I'm not going to call it a sudden death, but that's what we're that's what we're dealing with here.
No, I know you love him, Joe.
You've made that clear. Yeah. He, a couple years ago, you remember one week after the next, it was the worst game every week. And he was getting real mad about it.
Shaved some years off his life, those Thursday night games. Yeah, he's been getting better games.
But that was before Herbstreit joined him, I think, when it was like particularly bad. I forget who he was working with at that point, but it was comical. Each week, you'd be
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Yeah, basically.
It was that.
Every week.
It was like, oh, here's another punt. You guys like punts?
He didn't mention the spread one time.
I thought after the field goal at the end, he was going to say something like, I bet a lot of people like that one. But no, he didn't even go there.
Nothing. Big play. Del Pettis winning people a lot of money out there. The crossover brought to you by the 99 restaurant this Friday through Sunday. You can go to the Nines for their double bonus card special. For every $25 you purchase in gift cards, you receive two $5 bonus cards. You got to love the Nines. What's up, Andy?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
What's going on?
I do like when they do the cutaway and show actual Al Michaels and Herbstreit.
and Michaels is talking, and it almost looks like Herbstreit is like, where is this going?
Yeah,
like,
I
need to be on my toes. How do I respond to what the old coot is about to say here?
I know. Herbstreit goes from working with Lee Corso for 100 years to now
that's probably
Al Michaels.
Good at.
Yeah, he's probably
gotta,
he could speak it. Yep.
He's light on his feet there. And then when they tried to sell, there was like a concert after the game.
Oh,
Aespa,
the K-pop.
Aespa.
Yeah, it was like a K-pop
and
group.
Herbstreit's like, Al, you can watch that when you get back to the hotel. And Al did nothing to sell it. Just like basically ignored it.
He's like, yeah, whatever that is. You're like, Al.
Try to fluff it up a little, Al. It's part of the job.
Yeah. You have to talk it up. You don't have to talk it down either.
It's true. Speaking of fluffing, though, there was a lot of fluffing of Drake May in that podcast, broadcast last
there
night.
There was.
They like them some Drake May. I feel like they got married to him during the production meetings. They saw his eyes and
they
just fell
like
deep
him.
In love with Drake.
He and Vrabel, they were hyping up both guys throughout
the night.
It's
hard not to.
No, I know. I mean, what's the rip
apart?
They are
9-2 with more wins than anybody in football.
No, last night was a good
moment for Vrabel. Like a good like national case for Vrabel for coach of the year and everything else.
No, I thought you were going to say some of the fluffing because Mego saw right through this when I tweeted this last night. I'm like, boy, that drive for Drake May, that is an incredible individual improvisational drive. He's flipping at the digs on the sideline, all these plays. And it was a shot at McDaniels, what I was doing. And Ted, who's going to be in at 2, but Ted was like, what a drive for McDaniels. That drive to me, I wouldn't have mentioned McDaniels' name ever. So I'm curious to hear his answer on that because I thought that was all Drake May that drive.
That was elite Drake May. That was the one he stepped up and hit digs for like 20, then scrambled right, hit digs for just
on like
the
push
sack.
Pass on the sideline.
Yeah, that was.
And then
he
stepped up and hit Henderson on that play in the end zone.
Right.
When
they had the breakdown. He just kind of extended everyone. I would say yes, that was
a
elite
Drake
May. Yeah. And that's my other takeaway.
Okay.
Has he reached the level where he's no longer doing Mahomesian or Allen things? Isn't he just doing Drake May things?
It's his own,
like,
he's
this
his
is
own
who
guy.
He is now.
Yeah.
Like, he has kind of his own brand and his own style, so stop comparing him.
He's the best Drake May he can be.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. I like that.
That's what I say to myself in the mirror every morning.
Like, you say you're the best Drake May?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
It's weird.
It works,
I'm
though.
Drake May.
It oddly works.
You're going to go out there and be great today.
Stay tuned. You got more of that. WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. You can dial them up on a Patriots Friday. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Still a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keith.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.